Welcome to the Shiny Brightly Show. I'm Howard Brown, author, speaker, Silicon Valley entrepreneur, international peacemaker, and yes, a two-time stage four cancer patient survivor and advocate. Each episode will take you from resilience to hope and a whole lot more, because shining brightly does make the world a better place. Be prepared to be inspired.
Hello, it's Howard Brown. It's the Shining Brightly Show. I got another great one for you today. This is absolutely incredible. Marian Edvardsen, welcome. How are you?
I'm great, Howard. Thank you so much for having me be your guest. I'm really honored.
Well, I've got to share, and we're going to give a big shout out to Bobby Gavonis, because we just spent time a couple weeks back on the Reinvention Retreat on a cruise. We were both speaking on the cruise, and it was so fantastic to meet you and hear about you. And I just enjoyed it. And so I said to you on the cruise, I want you on my show. So here you are today, and you're here. And that was an amazing learning experience for us all. And I enjoyed the cruise. I hope you did as well.
I sure did.
Good, good, good. Let me tell you a little bit about Marian here. And I've got a short bio to read, and I'll basically improvise though. So Marian Edvardsen is an empowerment and mindset coach, leader, and wellness advocate with a doTERRA International. She's basically, those are the essential oils. You're a certified passion test facilitator. We're going to talk about that just a little bit as well. And you do that for adults, but especially with kids and teens, and emotional, you provide this emotional freedom technique as a practitioner. You mentor people committed to living a happy, healthy, and fulfilled lives, who sometimes struggle and are overwhelmed, stressed out, or limiting their beliefs that's keeping them stuck and holding them back. But you want them to achieve vibrant lives and all their desires. So your straightforward approach of stepping into happy incorporates these easy to implement steps. And I love that. And you also incorporate the essential oils and the EFT techniques of that as well. But you didn't always do this. And we're going to talk about your history as well and doing that. You're passionate about empowering others, the dare to dream, reach for the stars, and live the life that they love. And the core version of stepping into happy is a philosophy. And it's your mission to create a legacy of impacted positive change in the world. You live in Connecticut with your husband, George, sons, William, Brandon, and rescue dog, Molly. So this is awesome. Tell me two questions, top of mind, is that tell me something that people may not know about you, something you haven't shared before.
Well, I've always had the philosophy of never let go of your dreams. And I was probably, having come from a family of seven children, you know, probably voted most likely to be the first out of high school to get married and have kids. Because I just was around kids so much. Well, that took a lot longer, but, you know, never let go of your dreams. I had my twins at 49, which I consider a wonderful miracle. And they are just the best boys. They're juniors in college right now, and they make me really happy.
I love it. I love it. Tell me this week or today, how did you shine? How did you shine brightly?
Well, I have to say, being invited to your podcast is just absolutely making me shine. And I've been telling so many people about it. I can't wait to share it and share more about you, because you are such an inspiration on the ship. You were our first, you know, and our keynote speaker. And I was inspired right from the start. So I'm so grateful that we connected, and, you know, Lynn, look at us now.
I love it. I'm very humbled by that. So thank you. Well, the reason that you're here today is that who doesn't want to shine brightly, and who doesn't want more happy in their life? Everyone needs to have that. So that's why you're here. But I want to just take us back a little bit, because it's very interesting how you came about and evolved, because you were a school teacher. And then you did a lot of years on Wall Street. So share that a little bit, and then we'll dive into the book.
So I graduated with a degree in elementary education and went back home the first year and taught kindergarten in my hometown school. And loved that. My boyfriend at the time was going to law school in New York City. And so his school was in the Wall Street area. You pursue what you think you're good at. I didn't really want to teach in the public school system. You know, that's a tough market, right? The New York City schools, having been a small town country girl in the Catskill Mountains of New York State, right? So I started going to employment agencies, and I was good in math and science. And so I landed on Wall Street to interview. I always said that if he was going to law school in Midtown, I probably would be in advertising because I minored in studio art. So, you know, I'm good with going with the flow. I'm very adaptable. So I landed on Wall Street, started out in the accounting department of a major Wall Street firm, and literally worked my way through as a research associate, an equity market strategist, an associate portfolio manager. I just went with the flow, right? No MBA. And it just worked. So, you know, people who think that they have to follow a certain path in life, no, it can be a very circuitous, and it's all relatable. I mean, that would be a 3-hour podcast show, but towards the end of that, and I merged my way through, you know, a lot of firms, you know, where finally I was not with the acquiring firm. So my position on the totem pole started going in the wrong direction. And so I realized I couldn't serve my clientele in the way that I did for so long. And the teacher started coming out in me again. And I started to, I always loved the personal development industry. And so I got my coaching certification. At that time, when I was let go in 2010, I think the teacher came out in me. And this book, I'm trying to think where it came from, but I like to live a simple life. And of course, the alphabet is so simple. And it just came to me, these action steps that got me to where I am today. So each chapter from A to Z is an action verb that can just turn your day around, right? We do believe that, you know, we have skills and we have habits, but in order to get results, we have to take action. So so each chapter is an action step.
Show the book. And so I want to make a comment right now. I don't think you learned this about me, but there's the cover for those that are looking, and Step Into Happy. And it's purple and it's beautiful and it's shiny and it's, I love it. And so I went growing up from age 8 to about 18, my sister, my twin and I, okay, and my cousins, Michelle and Douglas, we would go pick them up in Long Island and we would drive to the Catskills and try out all the different hotels there. And it's changed a lot, but growing up, that was a big deal to drive with, you know, my grandparents and to go up there every year for about 10 straight years. It was an amazing. And my parents, they continue the tradition, but not in the Catskills, but Ogunquit Beach, Maine. The Catskills are a very special place for our family because we visited there every Memorial Day for 10, maybe even until 12 or 13 years. So I thanks for sharing that. Also, 3 decades on Wall Street, you paid your dues. And the big thing that I was curious about is that you had this book in you. Okay. It took me 3 years and I spoke my book and then it became a manuscript and then a book. So, but it was in you, the teacher was in you, but you didn't publish for a decade. Tell us that's the thing that's amazing, that you knew you had it in you, but it took you a while to actually get it out and get it done.
Well, you know, it's so easy to help someone else, right? But to help yourself sometimes takes a little bit more work, right? The book was written, and in fact, I have my original version, and this was our first dog. This yes. was Maggie, and I did this on Shutterfly. And so, you know, all the letters are there. The skeleton of the book was there, and I have the copyright 2010. So, of course, I never published that. But we know our limiting beliefs can hold us back in big ways. Right. A coach once asked me, same thing. You know, what do you really want? And we know that people, and especially right now, there's so much struggle, right? And if you ask, I think one of the other speakers asked, Wayne, asked on his presentation, when you ask people what they really want, most of the time the response is they want to be happy. I think John Lennon actually said that to one of his teachers when he was 5 years old, and his teacher said, you don't understand the question. And he says, well, I think that you don't understand life. I don't know, the quote is in my book. That's not a perfect quote, but that's what it is about. And you know, Gallup has done studies where, you know, more than two-thirds of the people in the world are not happy with their work and probably thus their life, right? So we want to improve that. But what stopped me for so long, well, 10 years long, was my own limiting belief, you know, surviving all the bad stuff that happens. And, you know, from, you know, the Sandy Hook tragedy that happened 45 minutes away from me, to COVID, to, you know, so many people having so many losses in their life. It's like, who wants to read a book unhappy? And then something switched in me one day and said, this is the time. People need happy. That's not a frivolous thing to put out a book about step into happy. You know, it's not about putting on your happy face shirt and thinking that that's going to fix everything and everything will be all right. It's about that we can choose to take one little step. And I have 26 of them. It's the alphabet. And it makes it fun and it makes it simple. And I don't know one person who hasn't said, we need simple. So
I agree. And so the book is got quotes off to the side. It's really easy to read. You can just pick a letter and go there, or you can read the whole book. It's very manageable. I actually just opened up and I wrote through the whole book, by the way. My wife and I read this book very quickly. We have notes through the book, and I opened up to Empower, and you have just a little picture of a star, okay, to energize, engage, exercise, educate, and envision. It's that direct, but it's that simple. And I love the simplicity of it. It's actually actionable. And that's the beauty of this book. And they're all components of it. And you're absolutely right. Coming out of COVID, the number one thing that actually came out was loneliness, right? People were not happy. Okay. We were restricted in our daily lives. And so we're all rediscovering ourselves, you know, coming out of that loneliness. Now Zoom is, you know, and we're still lonely. We're digital though. We're seeing each other. And I love that you can just open the book and be able to pick a letter, or you can read through all the way through it, which I have. And it also becomes a journal. I love that you thought of that, to be able to write down your thoughts, of what you're doing in the book as well. It's the simplicity of this book is what I love. And everybody needs more happy. And it's really great. So I'm glad that you actually did bring it out. What's the feedback that you're getting now? And I mean, it's really terrific, because I know you're speaking and talking about this and your coaching as well.
Right. You know, it's interesting that you bring up the stars, and that we're talking today and you're all about shining brightly. And that star in the book is, you know, if you look at the cover of my book, it's covered with stars.
That's right.
You know, that's how I start the book, from gazing at the stars in the Catskill Mountains, where it was, you know, not a lot of lights, you know, that just got to me. And that when you think about the people who have inspired you in your life, those are your stars. That star within you, that shining light that's always been there. And we just have to allow it to come out. And by just picking one letter from the book can help to bring that out.
It's absolutely, that's the beauty part of it. It's really amazing. Now, I teased about this in your introduction, and people may not know about this, but you are a certified passion test administrator or facilitator for kids and teens, and you also do adults as well. I will tell you, on the ship, we started with the passion test, and I had never done that before. And I found out that it's really you're a process of elimination to be able to find out what is really important in your life. And it was really not about the how, but the what. And so it was the first time I ever went through that. So explain a little bit. I don't know if I did it justice, but explain what the passion test, how that helps people.
The passion test. So I discovered the passion test back in 2012. Right. And I know people since the cruise have bought that book. And when you start to read the book, you just don't want to put it down. It does something to you because it really validates what you're passionate about. And the fact is, we have so many things swirling around in our head that sometimes we don't get anything done. And the passion test is a process that Janet and Chris Atwood, who are the co-authors of the book, created this process to focus on what matters. So it's a way of putting one against the other. We know that in life, you know, the universe wants us to have it all, and we want to have it all. And that's how we're meant to live, is to just live an effortless, that's the book, right? It's to live an effortless life. And I've done a lot of work in the area of neuroscience. We know that our brains can only focus on 3 to 5 things at any given time. It's why I love the 5 points of the star. Why I came up with those. Funny that you picked that chapter. So what it does is you can take all your passions and go through the process. And I love working with people to do that. And they always have amazing ahas that come out of just going through that process with me, so that you know that you can focus on one of them, or it just helps us to look at those 5 things and not to judge them, but to see where we're living them now, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10. And if it's a 4, that's fine. It means that we can put more attention on it. So the formula of the passion test, it is intention. So by writing down, say, your top 10 passions, you're setting that intention. That's one of the chapters of my book, actually, is write it down, because it's important to put that pen to paper and know what matters to us. The second is attention. So what you put your attention on grows stronger in your life. That's one of the quotes from the passion test. And the third is no tension. And that's the hardest one, because once we set that goal, we know that we can't push the result. We need to let it go, right? It's not about knowing the how, because we never know quite how something unfolds, right? You know, all of a sudden I went from kindergarten teacher to, you know, Wall Street. But it all had a meaning. It all had a reason. It took me 30 years to get off Wall Street, but that's okay. Because now I can teach that to people. One of my coaches just said, your tagline should be 30 years or 30 minutes. So that was the way I could introduce, you know, a free 30-minute consultation to help use some of the tools that I've learned, like the passion test. And also I use the Clifton Strength Finders, you know, so when we talk about, so my first chapter is always say thank you. It's all about gratitude. And that hung me up for a long time too, because I wanted to name my book Always Say Thank You, because that's how important gratitude is in your life. No matter what's going on in your life, to be grateful for a moment, be grateful for what you have instead of what you don't have. Being grateful brings more of things to you that you can be grateful for. The second chapter is believe. So it's working on those limiting beliefs. It's having the knowing what your strengths are. It gives you the confidence to really go at your life the way that you want to. You know, we talk about affirmations sometimes. Oh, I'm healthy. I am great. I am rich. And your brain is saying to you, yeah, right. You know, because that might not be the case. I learned something called affirmations. Noah St. John wrote a book on affirmations. And if you ask the question, Like, why am I so happy? Or why am I so rich? Then your brain starts to think of what's in your life right now that is abundant or that is rich. And then we get to realize what we do have. And it can move us to, you know, the next chapter is connect, which is where I introduce the passion test with my clients. Because when you can really connect with what matters to you and go through the process, then you can start taking really specific action that allows you to dream, which is my next chapter, dare to dream. You know, so we don't dream. We don't dream enough. We don't allow ourselves to dream or to have fun and to really live life effortlessly, right? So there is a process to this book. And I realized that the first 8 chapters, following some of the, you know, the thought leaders out there, that the first 8 chapters are qualities that are often found in happy and successful people.
Right. So it's not magic, but you just teased A, B, C, D, and I gave E. So we're going to have to, you have to get the book, right? Or contact you for that as well. So
exactly.
I really like the fact that gratitude and kindness and looking at yourself is important, because, you know, the passion test of finding more joy and stepping into happy can lead you down that path. And again, it doesn't have to be overly complex. It doesn't have to be. That's the thing, is that we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. These are actually simple ways that and I think I took you guys through it. Looking in the mirror each day, and what do you really see? And most people don't really like themselves. Well, I actually could just pick a letter and look in the mirror and repeat that and actually start my day on a whole different level. And you can too. And I really love that. So this is so amazing. Well, what I want to do now, okay, is that we're nearing the end of the show. So I'm going to have you put on your sunglasses. For those that are listening, we're going to shine so brightly, because it's the Shining Brightly spotlight. And so we're putting on our sunglasses, and we are shining in Connecticut, in Michigan. We're shining. It doesn't matter if the sun's not out or not. And I want you to tell people how best to get a hold of you and to get your book, your journals, and even the essential oils first. And then I'll end with a final question for you.
Okay. You picked the right chapter again. The easiest way to remember my email is empoweryourlife@me.com. So if you just email me at empoweryourlife@me.com, if anything that you heard today interests you, I would love to talk to you more about that. The second thing that you can do is go to my website, which is www.stepintohappy.com. And that gives you a link to my book. It tells you a little bit about an upcoming masterclass that I will be teaching. So if you scroll to the bottom, there is one link to download a poster of the first 8 chapters. So it's a nice downloadable poster that you can put up on your wall, remind you of the first 8 steps that are, like I said, characteristic of happy and successful people, and you, because you are that too. So you can shine brightly, right? And when you put in your email, I will get notification of that. I can reach out to you and let you know when my next masterclass is.
That's awesome. So I'll take the glasses off for a second. And I want you to share with me a quote or some inspiration or a story, and then kick the show for close back to me. We're going to shine brightly with some inspiration.
So I was a kindergarten teacher, and there was a little book called All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. And that's in my chapter on value, what's right in front of you. It's all right there. It's all inside you already. You don't have to go find it. Maybe sometimes you just need someone to help you bring that out of you. But when you start to live an empowered life, then you can't help but inspire others. And so my final quote, which is in my book in the Inspire chapter, I'd love to read it to you. It's Please. By Wayne Dyer, who's one of my absolute favorites. And he says that when you are inspired by a great purpose, right? So if you take the passion test, if you start to get clear, that's clarity is all about the passion test on why you're on this earth, why you matter, and that you do matter. You can't help but help others matter also and inspire them. So when you are inspired by a great purpose, everything will begin to work for you. When you feel inspired, what appeared to be risky becomes a path you feel compelled to follow. The risks are gone because you are following your bliss, which is the truth within you. This is why inspiration is such an important part of the fulfillment of your intention to live a life on purpose. Your children will see what you're all about by what you live rather than what you say. And that's Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Wow. Wow. Awesome. So we've shared a lot of teases from the book. So thank you for that. That's amazing. I love it. And we're going to put all the links to get in touch with you on the show notes and also in the social posts and all that. So everyone will be able to find you. It's going to be quite easy. Really incredible. We tried to lay it out, make it simple for people to allow a little happiness in. I really appreciate you so much. For me, shiningbrightly.com, you can get a hold of me and talk to me about the book. We can talk about speaking opportunities. We can talk about this podcast and also my advocacy work in entrepreneurship and in cancer and interfaith relations as well. Big shout out to my publisher, Front Edge Publishing, Read the Spirit Magazine, and my podcast shop, the Amplify You Network. Just incredible support and sponsors for me as well. So just remember, if we each shine brightly a little bit each day for ourselves, then go lift up others, and then, we're shining brightly with glasses back on, and in our communities and neighborhoods, the world would become a better place. Marion, thank you so much. Awesome show, and it's great to see you. I'll have you back another time, and we'll go deeper. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Howard. This was wonderful.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Shining Brightly with me, Howard Brown. Come interact with me at shiningbrightly.com. And remember, keep on shining.